Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner not only have the problem of trying to help Grandpappy Spears get his memory back, they now have the additional task of endeavoring to keep up his morale since his return from his fruitless trip to Toledo. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, now, you just stop fretting, Aunt Charity, and me and Abner will get Grandpap's mind straightened out some way. Why, sure. Well, you take it easy, and we might have some good news for you in a day or so. Yes, Mom. All right, Aunt Charity. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
What's the good news we'll have for along?
I'm scared I don't know. I had to say something to make her feel better. She's worried half to death.
Oh, yeah. She's looking poorly, too. Awful poorly. She sure just went down something wonderful here of late.
Yeah, so is
Grandpa. Yeah.
I wish we could get them two back together again. But he don't even recognize her. Thinks he's a bachelor now.
Yeah, how's he coming with that job we got for him, signing up them volunteer farmhands?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
Yes, huh?
It ain't helped his mental altitude much, though, I'm sure. Yeah, he still feels lonesome and feels sorrowful for himself.
Well?
I just hope this don't affect his mind no way.
Affect his mind?
Yeah.
You mean where he sort of gets touched in the head?
Well, I don't like to say it just that way, but I reckon that's about what it amounts to.
Oh, my goodness, poor old Grandpa. Reckon he'll start imagining he's seeing things and all that long?
Oh, I don't think he'll go that far.
Well, now, folks do that when they get touched that away, and he's been acting awful cuter the last couple of days. He might start seeing things long.
Wait a minute, I believe that was our ring. You better get it, Emma.
Yeah, I get it. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, just a minute. I'll ask Lum. You left his ass Quincy, Lum.
Oh.
Don't know where about the Golden Era Discussion Club's going to be held tomorrow night.
Granny, tomorrow night's Tuesday night, eh?
Yeah.
Forgot all about it. Yeah, let's see. Whose turn is it?
I don't know.
Oh. Granny, I believe it's my turn to have it.
Hello? Over at Lum's place, you listen.
Wait a minute. I never said I was going to have it. I said it was my turn. Go ahead.
Just a minute. I can't hear both of you, Lum.
Go ahead. Tell him I'll have it.
He wants to know what's the subject for discussion going to be.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't studied it up yet. Just tell him we'll discuss the life of some man.
Hello? The life of some man, Ulysses. Just a minute. What man?
Oh, Jimmy, I don't know. Tell him it's a surprise.
It's a surprise, Ulysses. Yeah, I'll tell him. All right. Yeah, goodbye. Said he hoped it a barn thing along.
Barn?
Yeah.
I wish he'd get that dadgum barn in his paint.
Me too. What are we going to discuss at the meeting, Lum?
Oh, I don't know. I just said that to get shut up. Some high-class culture fella.
High-class?
Wait a minute. Hey, Grannies, I believe I just give myself a hiding. Yeah. We're going to discuss the life of Milford A. Steer.
Milford? You mean Grandpappy?
Yeah. See, we'll start right in with the day he was born and give his whole life history. What he done when he was a kid of a boy growing up in the old city there?
Well, Rom Grandpap ain't no high-class culture fella.
It don't make no difference. The point of this is to try and make him recollect his memory.
Oh.
If we all sit there and bring up things Grandpap did in his life, well, one of us bound to mention something that he'll recollect.
You sure enough think that'll work, huh?
Well, it's worth trying anyway. Call up all the members and tell them to study up all the incidents about Grandpap they can recollect.
Yeah, I'll get you Lissy and Cedric and Grandpa.
Wait a minute, though. Not now. Grandpap's coming. Don't call till after he's gone.
Well, he won't know who we're talking about, Lon. He don't know who Milford A. Spears is.
Oh, but he's mine out, mine.
Well, howdy-do, Mr. Davenport.
Well, howdy. Guess who I just signed up for volunteer farm work?
I don't know. Ezra C. Strong?
No. Yes, again.
It's me now. Oh, I don't know, Grandpap. I can't stand here and guess all day.
I'll tell you, Barbara Stanwyck.
Well,
Barbara Stanwyck? Yeah, you've heard of her, ain't you? Moving picture actress.
Uh-oh. You hear that, Mom?
Yeah, I hear that.
He's starting to see things.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah, sure is. Awful pretty girl, that Miss Stanwyck. Awful pretty.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I ain't actually signed her up yet, but I believe she's interested. You want to talk to her some more down at Beckley's drugstore?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I got to run over to the boarding house first and get some ice cream soda money.
Uh-huh.
I believe I'll put on my pigeon-toed necktie, too, sort of spruce up a little.
Oh, yeah, Lomi, that's a thing to do when you're talking to moving picture actresses. Why, put on a necktie, sure.
Yeah, you're right, I believe. Yeah, so long, I'll see you later.
Yeah, so long.
Wait a second, Buster. Don't you think you ought to sit down here and rest up a little?
Yeah, you better take it easy, Buster. You've been working pretty hard here.
I ain't got time now. Hell, I'll tell you all about it later. So long.
So long. Doggy's Lom is happened. He's sure of the world. He's touched. He's touched. Just as sure of the world.
He's feared he is.
What you reckon we ought to do about it,
Mom? Well, I don't know. Seeing hallucinations, I reckon you'd call it.
He's seeing who? Barbara Stanwyck's who he said.
I know what he said.
Huh?
I reckon we better call Doc Miller right away. See if you can get hold of him.
Yeah. Let's see now. What's his ring over there?
Wait a minute. Oh, there comes a customer.
Huh?
You wait on her and I'll try to find Doc.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
who is that coming in anyway?
Let's see. Where did I write that number?
Well, come in.
Hello there.
Howdy-do, ma'am. What can we do for you today?
Well, I wonder if you could tell me where I can get transportation.
Oh, my goodness. Lom, I'm catched, too. It's got me, too, Lom.
What's the matter, Edmund?
Look here who I'm looking at.
Huh? Well, I'll swan to goodness.
Say, what am I anyway, a ghost?
Oh, no. It ain't nothing. You just sort of look like somebody we know. Or that is, not nobody we actually know. More of a movie actor.
Oh, I see.
Did anybody ever tell you that you look right smart like Barbara Stanwyck?
No. No one's ever accused me of that.
Hey, you do.
Well, I should. That's who I am.
Mom.
I'm on a bond tour across the country and my car broke down.
Well, that's a shame. Bless your heart. Bless your little heart.
Abner, watch yourself. Whereabouts was you heading for, Miss Stanley?
Well, I was trying to get to Hot Springs. I'm supposed to broadcast a message from there this afternoon.
You are? Grannies, I'm feared you'll never make it.
No, that's a long trip over there. Awful long.
Oh. Well, you don't have a radio station here in town, do you?
No, we don't. But I tell you what we can do. We got something that's just as good as a radio. We'll put you on the party line.
The party line?
Yeah. See, we just ring the fire alarm, and everybody picks up the receivers to listen in to see whereabouts the fire's at, and then you just start talking to them. That's all they are to us.
Oh. Don't they do that out there in Hollywood, Miss Stanwyck?
Well, not that I know of.
That's curious. Oh, well, they'll catch on to it sooner or later, I reckon.
Yes, I'm sure they will. They're fairly progressive.
Ah.
Well, how about it, Miss Stanwyck? Do you want to do that?
Why, sure.
Well, good. I'll ring him up right now. Give him that double alarm.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Miss Stanwyck, do you think I could sort of make a success out of myself out there in Hollywood?
Thank you.